This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. The French city of Avignon remains the epicenter of global diplomacy today as the G7 summit enters its crucial phase. With India participating as a partner country, all eyes are firmly set on a highly anticipated bilateral meeting between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and US President Donald Trump, scheduled for later today on the sidelines of the summit. During today's engagement, they are expected to hold wide-ranging discussions to deepen bilateral cooperation across multiple sectors, while also deliberating on pressing regional and global issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Modi is also scheduled today to participate in the G7 working session on reviving balanced, inclusive and sustainable economic growth for the benefit of all, and the working lunch on ensuring the safe, rapid and effective deployment of artificial intelligence. The Prime Minister will also hold a trilateral meeting with EU Council President Antonio Costa, European Commission President von der Leyen, and a bilateral engagement with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called on all nations to ensure security of global maritime routes and protect seafarers from conflict-related threats. Addressing an outreach session of G7 summit in Avignon, France, Mr. Modi said that conflicts in West Asia have disrupted global trade and caused loss of life, highlighting the growing risks to maritime trade and the human cost of instability in West Asia. Prime Minister said, "It is our responsibility to ensure the safety of the seafarers who connect all nations through global maritime trade." Union Home Minister Amit Shah has paid tributes to the third Sarsangh Chalak of the Rashtriya Swam Sevak Sangh, Bala Saheb Dheeras, on his death anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that Bala Saheb Dheeras dedicated his life to national service, social harmony and the character building of the youth, and considered untouchability to be the greatest curse. Lok Sabha Speaker paid tributes to the valiant hero Maharana Pratap on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Birla said that the life of Maharana Pratap is an immortal saga of unwavering self-respect, self-esteem, freedom and national devotion. He added that even in the most adverse circumstances, Maharana Pratap never compromised on his principles, culture and the honour of motherland. The Lok Sabha Speaker underlined that from the battlefield of Haldi Ghati to the impenetrable hills of Devar and Aravali, the life of Maharana Pratap stands as a unique example of sacrifice, patience and indomitable willpower. World Day to Combat Desertification and Drought is being observed today globally. The theme for this year is Rangelands, Recognize, Respect, Restore, which calls for greater recognition of the economic, ecological and cultural value of rangelands, respect for their traditional stewards and stronger investment in restoring degraded rangelands. On this occasion, Union Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav urged all to remember that land is the foundation of all ecosystems and the source of our nutrition and energy cycles. The price for a barrel of Brent crude fell 5.4% to $78.66. With this, the oil prices dipped below $800 per barrel for the first time since March this year. The dip comes amid optimism continuing that a tentative US-Iran deal on their war will reopen the Strait of Hormuz at the end of the week and get the global flow of oil going again. In the wake of US and Israeli strikes on Iran beginning 28th of February, crude oil prices skyrocketed, climbing up to nearly $120 per barrel. In men's cricket, India A were 115 for 1 in 14.4 overs against Afghanistan A in Tri-Nation A series at the Rangiri Dambola International Stadium in Sri Lanka when reports last came in. Earlier, Afghanistan A won the toss and opted to field first. Tilak Verma-led Indian side have managed to win only one out of three matches in the series. In their last encounter, India A faced a dramatic defeat by Sri Lanka A. And that is the end of this news bulletin.